thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
And welcome to Trivia Friday. It is Friday, February 21st. Folks, if you didn't get anything for your special person for Valentine's Day, you are a week late. It is First Time Callers. That means the number to call if you have never been on the program with us. It is 888-589-8840. Start lining up. 888-589-8840. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman. I'm joined in studio by J.J. Jasper. Good morning, J.J.
Great to be here. I hate to start our time by venting. Went to the store yesterday. I'm checking out, and the checkout person, slow, impatient, grouchy. I just thought, I don't think this old man knows what he's doing. So I may never go back through the self-checkout lane.
That delightful laughter you hear is our guest professor, Kendra White.
Hello. Good morning. I'm normally filling in for JJ, but it's good to be with you. You're not traveling today, and we are
excited. The rose between the thorns. Hey, you mentioned traveling. If I can give a little shout out to Locksburg First Baptist Church, new friends there in Locksburg, Arkansas. Met Paul Gideon and Brother Ronnie and Donna and John, so many that listen to AFR. So hi to some new friends. And then I'm going to be speaking at Marietta Springs Community Church Sunday, this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock. Melanie and I both will be sharing our story, and that's in Marietta, Mississippi, March the 13th, First Baptist Church in Cabot, Arkansas, April the 1st, Weatherford, Oklahoma. So I love the opportunity to meet AFR listeners.
And that's a good schedule that you've got coming up, and if folks want to find out, maybe they just caught part of what you were saying. They want to know. They heard Oklahoma. Hey, maybe we can try to make that. Where do they go to find the details?
Yeah, calendar is at jjjasper.com, and booking is there as well. If you want me to bring me to your community for a wild game dinner or pregnancy resource center banquet, or like we did in Locksburg, Sunday morning, I spoke Sunday morning, and then Sunday evening we had the Valentine banquet, stand-up comedy, and then a devotion, and just some wonderful folks there. I'm still not over that time together. That was my first time to be in Locksburg, and wonderful people in that community.
Amen. Amen. All right, folks, 888-589-8840 is the number to call. It is first-time callers only. You do need to be 11 years old or older to be on the show with us. So we're going to ask three questions each, three trivia questions. We invite you to call in to answer, and we hope you have a question for us. Try to stump us. See, some Fridays it's not that hard. You can stump us pretty easily. But sometimes we get the answers correct.
So, that's true.
888-589-8840. Now, JJ, one of the questions we have is a mystery question. What does that mean?
It's a very special question. You don't know which one of these original nine questions, you don't know which one is the mystery question, but if you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. And that means you're going to win a really nice AFR ball cap. Kendra is holding that up if you're watching it. How can people watch as well as listen?
Well, if you want to watch the program, we do have a live video stream at stream.afa.net. That is our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net, and not just this show, other shows throughout the day. Or you can go to Facebook and search for Today's Issues, or you can go to YouTube and search for Today's Issues Live, I believe, and you can get the live video stream of this program. And you can see the hat. And by the way, Kendra did a great job holding it up.
Kinda they like, call me Vanna White.
And like Vanna, I was just about to say
Kendra
that.
White. Yeah.
Kendra White, Vanna White.
There we go.
It was a very nice AFR ball cap. If you want to buy one, you can do that. You can go to our resource center, resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net.
Yeah, and if you're watching, you'll notice that one of the three professors could be a model. And the other two absolutely will never be. What is that? One of these is not like the other.
Like the other. Yeah, it's very easy. You can even tell by the voices which one's going to be, which two are going to be not like the other. So, all right, what we typically do is, Kendra, you're our guest professor. We'll let you start off. Then, JJ, I'll bring up the rear, and then we will get to the phones. We have people lined up. We'll get there as soon as possible.
Thank you, gentlemen. All right, here we go. Your first three questions of the day. What was the name of Samuel's father? We know from Scripture his mother was Hannah, which, quick shout out, Hannah's Heart is the radio program that I have on the weekends for couples that are struggling with infertility or miscarriage. And we, if that's you, come listen to us. Write us. We'd love to pray with you through that journey. But yeah, so first question is, what was Hannah's husband's name?
Hannah's husband or?
It's the same. Samuel's father and Hannah's husband.
Tricky.
Okay, question number two. For those of the those of you that are bakers, how do you laminate dough? And no, you do not use plastic to run it through. And
laminate.
How do you laminate a dough? Question number three. How many bones are in an adult human body? An adult human body. This question is brought to you by my 2.5-year-old.
There you go.
Wow.
There
you
she go. Has Wonderful. Been fixated on bones for 2 months.
Wow.
We had the scripture, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Oh.
So she said, I want to see dried up bones. I have this girl. You would think if you come to our house that we celebrate Halloween, which we don't. We have posters of bones.
Really?
We have books with bones. We got a little figurine of bones. She wants to, and she'll say.
She may be a doctor.
She'll say, Mommy, are these my phalanges? Is this my mandible? I'm like.
Oh, I love it. Tucking her into bed, that little song. The hip bones connected to the.
We're stuck on bones.
I want to reinforce what you said about Hannah's Heart. How can people listen? When is it?
Yes. So we are on the weekend. We're also during, I believe it's Tuesday night. We just added a weeknight showing. But Saturdays, 5 p.m., come listen to us. You can also find us on the podcast page on AFR and Hannah's Heart at AFA.net. We love to email listeners who, if you're right in the thick of it, we actually have a support group if you're in the local area that you can come to, or if you just need someone to call and pray with you, we love to do that as well.
Well, and I don't want to make it sound like we're just doing commercials here, but we do have American Family Association does have a monthly magazine, the Stand magazine. And the January-February issue, that was a combination issue, is on the pro-life issue. You have an article in there about Hannah's Heart, but also some of those kind of pro-life issues. So, folks, go to AFA.net. You can sign up for the magazine. And we got lots of great content to push out there to folks who are hungry to learn.
So. Yeah, thanks for the shout-out.
Hannah's Heart, if you've struggled with infertility, if you've had a miscarriage, if you know someone, all of those issues and anything there in the outlier, boy, they minister.
Adoption, fostering.
Oh, that's it. All of those. Well, thank you for what you do, your team there for that program. Here's my three questions. First question. What is the middle color in a rainbow? And just a little reminder, there are 7 colors in the spectrum. They always appear in the sky in the exact same order. Yeah, I just found that out today. Isn't God amazing and so specific and so consistent and detailed? Every time you see a rainbow, the colors are in the exact same order. What is the middle color? That's my question.
That's a great question.
Second question from the Bible. This is a little lengthy. Moses was prevented by God from actually going into the promised land. This was due to an act of anger and disobedience. What did he do? What did Moses do to keep him from crossing over the Jordan to go into the promised land? Third question, true or false? It is illegal in Thailand to step on money. It is a criminal offense. It's illegal in Thailand to step on money. Is that true or false?
Oh, those are great questions. All right, here are my three. First question. This one's a little bit hard, but folks, you can look up answers on the internet. We have no problem with research here at this school. Here's the question. Amelia Earhart vanished in the South Pacific on her around-the-world flight. Her navigator perished with her. What was his name? What was the name of Amelia Earhart's navigator who perished with her on her fateful flight? Second question. What are the three layers of our planet? What are the three layers of our planet? If you peeled it like an onion, there are three layers. What are they? What are the names of those layers? And then third question, generally speaking, this one might interest your daughter. Generally speaking, the length of a person's foot is the same as their forearm. Is that true or false? Generally speaking, the length of a person's foot is the same as their forearm. Is that true or false?
And you got a little help with that question. A friend of ours sent that.
Yes, John.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I actually have tip of the hat to John. John Evans sent that in. Thank you. I had a note, and I missed the note.
Well, I saw the little yarn tied around your finger. I thought that's probably for something.
Yes. I forget a lot of things nowadays. All right, let's start off. Go to the phones.
Okay, first off, we have Megan from Indiana. Megan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. That we love our first-time callers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Megan, what part of Indiana?
Colfax, just south of Lafayette.
Yes. Well, I know you have some snow because my family across the river there in Owensboro, Kentucky, they have snow. What's it look like? How many inches did you guys get?
We just have a dusting right now, but it's pretty cold.
How cold?
Well, I think it's about 22 without the wind chill.
Okay. Ooh. I know across the country, a lot of people have been shivering. Well, do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Okay. I can answer the one about the dough.
Oh, okay.
How do you laminate a dough?
You fold the dough over butter, and then you fold it over again and roll it out. Refrigerate it and keep doing that over and over.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
You got it.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
You're making me hungry.
It makes that flaky, you know, anything that's flaky, it's through that process.
Oh, wow.
Megan, you nailed it.
All right.
Yes.
Well, and hey, listen, anytime you add butter to something, it's going to come out tasting.
Praise the Lord.
Now, Megan, do you do a lot of cooking? Obviously, you must be doing some if you know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I do some. Yep.
All right.
Megan, my 10-year-old twins, Tegan, a couple of years ago, she started getting interested in baking. Now she's all in. She's hooked on baking. And she, on her own, 8, 9 years old, baking cakes, baking this. But she's got on that kick about making bread and keeping something alive. They tried the starter or something or other. It's over my pay grade. But I hear them talking about, oh, have you gotten it out of the refrigerator and taken it for a walk and fed and watered it or whatever you got to do to keep that thing alive? So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't. Yep. I have no idea what you're talking
about. Megan knows, and I'm sure all the bakers and cooks out there know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good old sourdough.
Sourdough.
All right, I love sourdough bread.
What's your question for us?
All right, my question is, where is your peduncle located?
Peduncle.
Pardon?
Yeah. Peduncle.
It's an actual thing.
Okay.
It's somewhere in your body.
The peduncle. Man, I can't even.
Well, it's not connected to the hip bone.
Right. I think you got a stump.
Yeah.
And I'm doing my best not to go in that old codger voice because I got about three things competing. Coming out the screen door, getting on the porch, but I'm biting my tongue.
Censoring.
Hey, what's the answer? I mean, what's the answer, Megan?
It's in your brain.
In your brain.
What is it?
Yeah, what?
I'm not exactly sure. All I know is that it's shaped like a little foot, and so that's where the name comes from. The root is Latin, the peduncle.
That's good information. Next to the sourdough starter. Hey, Megan, stay warm, stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Man, that's great.
Pete, it's a real Pete Uncle scratcher, isn't it?
Yes. I have to throw that into a conversation. All right, where do we go next?
Let's go to Carrie in Texas. Carrie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Woo!
You made it, Carrie.
Yes, sir.
Where do you live in Texas?
McKinney, north of Dallas.
Oh, okay. I've been there. All right. It's beautiful.
All right, Carrie,
you've been to McKinney?
I have, yes. Our show, nice. Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, that American Family Studios produced. Our partners are in McKinney.
Oh,
we
really?
Had meetings
oh, wonderful.
There.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
There's a song about McKinney, how it goes?
No.
Sing it for us.
Secret Agent Man. Agent Man.
That's about McKinney, Texas?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
That's the other kind of secret.
Carrie,
agent.
Ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to ask a question.
Okay, what's your question?
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Here's the deal. We ain't going to be able to answer that. Doe shut that department down. They had given them $16 billion to do that research, and right about the time they had it figured out, Elon took his big old chainsaw and that big brain of his, them young brainiacs, and they said, nope, we ain't never going to find out. Y'all running through the taxpayer money. This ain't your money. This is the money of factory workers, salesmen, farmers, and ranchers. So you're done on the woodchuck chucking.
Answer the question, though.
All right. You're going to have to school us, Carrie.
Yeah. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
If
a woodchuck could chuck wood.
That would be as much wood as a woodchuck could if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Oh, that's good. Right. And we got that for free.
Yeah.
No taxpayer money, no woodchucks harmed.
That's right. That's
Thank
right.
you, Carrie. Have a great weekend.
Let's go to Bill in Texarkana. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Are great.
You staying warm?
Yes, trying to.
Good.
Bill, I spent the night in Texarkana this past Saturday night and Sunday night, and I forgot how big Texarkana is. Mm-hmm. You got a nice town there.
Yeah, it's pretty good size. I live on the Arkansas side.
I stayed over on the Texas side. As far as I know, it's a little hard. I wonder how you guys do, like, your taxes and your car tag, because if it's not competitive, everybody's going to go across the street and say, here's what I want to do, you know, instead of paying this much. But I saw where I was, I saw mostly Texas license plates, mostly Texas tags.
Yeah, Texas side is a lot bigger. They don't have a state tax. So.
Yeah, that's what I wondered, how that worked on a, you know, and those of you that don't know, the state line goes right down the main drag right there. And on one side of the street is Arkansas. The other side of the street is Texas. How unique would that be?
Yeah, that's odd.
And I think it's like that in Virginia with that. Where's that big racetrack in Virginia? Like you got Bristol, maybe Bristol, Virginia, and Bristol, Tennessee, or something there where it's the same kind of thing. It's like Texarkana.
The state line splits
the city.
And I guess in fourth grade when you learn your My State facts, you have to do double duty if you're in Texarkana.
Hey, Bill, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I want to... ask.
Okay. All right, what's your question for us?
Nolan Ryan had a lot of records as a pitcher, and of course he's retired now, but how many strikeouts did he have total?
Was it 5,000 some odd, Ed? Let's talk among ourselves. Seemed like I remember when he hit the 5,000 mark, that was a pretty big deal.
I have no idea, but that's probably as good a guess. That's
because he had
5,000, and then he kept playing.
Yeah, he had 4,500 more than most.
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to remember. Just like I'm not real sure about that Bristol. I'm trying to wonder if that's the right city. But
let's go with 5,000. We'll go with 5,000. You have a different guess.
Crickets from Vanna White over here.
Okay. What's the answer, Bill?
Yeah, the answer is you're close. 5,714.
So he did keep pitching.
That's incredible. That guy was a machine, and he kept throwing at the same, almost the same speed his whole career.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
almost
no let up.
I got the same pitch one time.
Mm. Yeah.
In person. Wow.
How was that? Was that pretty cool?
That was interesting. He got thrown out of the game for hitting a batter.
Hit him twice.
They him
Whoa.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Not the same at bat, but, you know, a different bat. But.
Right.
Well, that'd be pretty bad if he hit him twice.
I don't want to get hit by 100 mile an hour.
No.
Anything. I don't want to get hit by a marshmallow being thrown 100 miles an hour.
And that's why there's things you don't do. You know, you don't insult the cooks at a restaurant. You don't, you know, pull on Superman's cape. And you don't make Nolan Ryan angry when you're up at bat.
Yeah. So, hey, Bill, thank you so much for listening to AFR. And God bless you there in Texarkana. Have a great weekend.
All right, let's go to another one. Let's go to Josh in Ohio. Josh, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. What part of Ohio are you calling from?
I am from Marysville, Ohio.
Marysville.
We're home of the Honda plant. We make a lot of Honda cars here, and also famous for Scott's Miracle-Gro Company.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
All right. So do you have a good lawn, Josh?
Hey, not really. I live out in the country, and I have a lot of weeds in there, but I have a pretty green lawn.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, you're the new vice president. Sure made you guys proud.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. He sure did. He's doing a great job.
We agree. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to ask or answer or do both, Josh?
I would like to do both, please.
Which one do you feel confident about?
How about the Bible question about Samson's father?
Yes. Whoa. Okay. Not great. Samson, Samuel. Who was Samuel's father?
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard that one wrong.
So, well, go ahead and tell us who was Samson's father. Go ahead.
Yeah, who was Samson?
Okay, so I know Samson's father was Manoah.
That's correct.
So, and boy, I heard that wrong there. So
no, you want to pick another one?
Yeah.
Listen, that's easy to do. You pick another one that you may feel comfortable about.
How about the one of the true false question about the foot and the forearm?
All right. Well, here's the question, Josh. Generally speaking, the length of a person's foot is the same as their forearm. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
It is 100% true. I know hard to believe. I had to look that up. You know, sometimes I get trivia questions. Like this one was from John. And I'll look it up just to make sure. And
you don't have to look it up. You got to lift it up. Just put your foot right. Yeah. I've done it.
Now,
before.
It's your
that's
foot.
Too much
it's
work.
Your, it's at
from
your,
the wrist.
It's your wrist.
Yes.
The bottom of your hand to the crease. In your
in your elbow. Yeah.
Elbow.
So next time you're in a shoe carnival, just set the shoe right there on your arm, and you don't even have to try it on.
You don't have to put that big silver thing. Put your foot down in that.
Uh-uh.
Hey, Josh, thanks for listening to AFR. God bless you,
buddy.
Does
he have a question for us?
Oh, yeah, you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I do. It might seem simple, but it might be more difficult than you think. What color hair does a polar bear have?
Well, you would.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Josh, for a second.
All right. Okay. I think it's clear. Clear.
It's clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's white, and it reflects the light.
That's crazy.
And so it looks white.
Right.
I'm gonna go with y'all.
Yeah.
All right. How'd we do, Josh?
Hey, you're right on target. It is clear. It's the same as a snowflake. Snowflakes aren't white. If you pick up a single one, it is clear. But
that
packed together, it looks white. And how about a bonus? What color skin does a polar bear have?
Black.
Black.
Yes, you're exactly right. You guys are with it.
Well, we both own a polar bear. Don't tell FEMA, but Ed's the one that got me turned on. He's got some polar bears in his backyard. I said, man, that's
nice.
I could be the only kid in my neighborhood that's got a polar bear.
Well, I started
Please don't
off
tell
with,
any authorities.
I started off with polar bears and alpacas, but now I just have polar bears.
Don't. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, Josh.
Okay, let's go to Lori in Texas. Oh,
I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and start our break. And when we come back, folks, by the way, you are listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. JJ, Ed, Kendra, when we come back, we'll reset our questions and we'll continue on. We will go to Lori in Texas and a bunch of other folks lining up. It is first-time callers today. The number to call if you've never been on the air with us. 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. We look forward to taking your call after the break. We hope you'll join us. We'll be right back. If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life and death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor five ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
Ed, do it for your old friend.
Kato, is your employer speaking? Kato.
Classic.
Does your dog bite? You have a last chance for that minky?
You know, it's been so long since I've done that. I need to watch a couple of those movies to get back into it.
Or buy some insulation.
Yes, there you go.
That's true. That's from the Pink Panther movies, and there was cartoons when I was in high school or whatever. And,
right.
They were funny. So that hey, we always come back with some kind
of thing. We've got some special guests to stop by. We got a studio audience listening.
That's right. Kyle and Michelle McAdam from Belle Plaine, Kansas, stopped by and took the tour. They came in and we got pictures with them, whether they wanted to or not. That's what we do. We do welcome you to come through to take a tour of the building. We do ask that you go to afa.net, and where it says contact us, you can just fill in a little. It's not really an application. You're not borrowing money, you know, or anything like that. But we do like to know who's coming and when. Try to make sure someone's available to give you a tour. And we do hope that, you know, folks will be here. Sometimes we have people out. Fridays are kind of a lot of people working from home on Fridays. So
not anymore after Doge. Everybody's come back to work.
Yeah, they're outside Wichita, and we love our Kansas listeners. And you're
especially exactly, you, JJ. You've got political plans to maybe run for office.
I'm going to be governor one of these days, whether I like it or not, there in Kansas. And no, I've been to Salina, Newton, and Hutch, and McPherson, some of our wonderful friends, Russ and Lori, and all the ones there from Kansas. But I'll be there this summer in Newton. But yeah, great folks here from Kansas. And as Ed, I want to echo what you said. We love people that come by. They're on their way to the Gulf Coast to go to the beach or whatever. Yeah. And we have listeners from all over the nation stop by.
Yep. If they're close within a state or so, sometimes people will just drop in. Hey, let's make a little trip into Tupelo and see the building. We give some swag. You get, you know, free popcorn, and then we have a few gifts for you when you come through. So, I mean, nothing that you can sell on eBay, but you know, it's a nice reminder of your visit here to American Family Association and American Family Radio. So, again, our salute to Kyle and Michelle McAdam, and we're glad they stopped by. All right, it is Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White. We're going to go ahead and reset our questions, and then we will get back to the phones.
Okay, question number one. What was Samuel's father's name in the Bible? Hannah, it was her husband and Samuel's father. How many bones are in an adult human body? And I will add one more. Who is the second oldest person in the Bible. Oh, everybody knows about Methuselah. He gets all the street cred. Yeah.
But so you're looking for the silver medal winner.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question, what is the middle color in a rainbow? Seven colors in the rainbow, one right smack dab in the middle.
And they're always in the same order.
Always in the same order. Boy, God is precise. What is the middle color in a rainbow? Second question from the Bible, a little lengthy. Moses was prevented by God from actually going into the promised land. This was due to an act of anger and disobedience. What was the act? What did Moses do? That's the question. What did he do to keep him from going over into the promised land? Third question, true or false? It is illegal in Thailand to step on money. Is that true or false? It is a criminal offense in Thailand to step on money.
You always have the best true false questions. All right, here are my three. First one, a little difficult. I do invite you to look this up to find the answer. We encourage research here at Learning University. Amelia Earhart vanished in the South Pacific on her around the world flight. Her navigator perished with her. What was his name? Second question, what are the three layers of our planet? If you were going to peel it like an onion, you'd be in a Marvel movie, first of all. What are the three layers that you would find of our planet? And then I will add a question. What is the only country to have played in every single soccer World Cup? What is the only country to have played in every single soccer World Cup competition? So that's what we've got. Now, who are we supposed to go to?
Well, we're
first?
Actually going to go to Christopher. We're coming back for you, Lori, but we're going to go to Christopher in Texas. Hey, are you with us?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Doing
howdy.
Wonderful. Good morning.
Where do you live in Texas, Christopher?
I am from Milano, Texas. Jim would know where it's at.
Okay. Atlanta, Texas?
No, Milano.
Okay. All right. Actually, I thought you said Mylanta. You know, every once in a while, you got to take a dose of Mylanta.
I'm just thinking of the Milano cookies, the little chocolate. Ooh.
Oh, there we go. We're all over the place. Hey, Christopher, where is that? If we're looking at the tiny state of Texas, looking at the map, where are you?
Near Bryan College Station. Y'all know where that's at.
Okay, yeah. The football fans for sure know. All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, but first I want to tell you guys I am super excited to get on. I've been trying for 10 years.
Woo!
Wow. That's exciting.
10 years.
All right, Christopher, ask, answer, or do both?
I think I can do both.
Which one you want to answer?
I can go with JJ's rainbow or Ed's three layers of the earth.
Well, you decide. All right.
I'll tell you what, Christopher, since you've been trying to get on for 10 years.
Here we go.
All right. Whichever one of those two questions you pick, if you get it right, we're going to send you a ball cap.
Ooh. Oh, I like it.
All right. Now, folks, the rest of you who've been trying to get on for 10 years, this is a one-time-per-show deal, so it's going to Christopher. So, Christopher, you better choose wisely.
Shoot your best shot, Christopher. Which one you feel most confident about?
I think I can do the Earth's crust.
All right. What are the three layers of our planet, Christopher, for an AFR travel cap, ball cap?
The core, mantle, and crust.
That's right.
Very nice.
Core, mantle, and the crust. You've won yourself an AFR ball cap. Good work.
Here's the deal. I'm glad I didn't yell out epidermis like I was going to. Now, hearing the real answer, I'd have been embarrassed, and I'd embarrass my kinfolks as well.
Hey, Christopher, good work, sir. What's your question for us?
Well, I'm trying to find out if you're American when you go into a restroom and American when you come out. What are you when you're in the restroom?
If you're American when you go into the restroom and American when you come out of the restroom, what are you when you're in the restroom?
I know the answer. This a little bit. Yeah, we might want to just keep on going on this one.
Oh, is this?
It's fun, but it's just teeny tiny bit locker room.
Oh, Christopher, don't make me withdraw the hat, man. You know there are children listening. Do we want to just forego the answer
Let's
to this?
Forego it. But listen, Christopher, you stay on the line. That is funny, though. But listen, you stay on the line and let us get your address to send you that hat. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Yeah, we do, folks. We just encourage our listeners. I know, so you may think we're being too strict, but we do have a lot of children listening.
Yeah, it's harmless, but just a little close to the edge. We just, you know, and then we struggle. You and I and Tim struggle getting too close to the edge almost
yes,
every Friday,
right? Because we frequently think I would speak without thinking. So
yes.
All right. So anyway, good work, Christopher, on winning the AFR travel cap.
And keep listening.
Where do we go next? Back to Texas is killing.
They are taking over today. We've got Lori. Lori, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. What part of Texas are you calling from?
Corpus Christi.
Okay.
All right.
Well, did you have in mind to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Okay.
Which one do you want to try to answer, Lori?
I want to answer Kendra's question about the human bones.
Okay, Lori. Great. How many bones are in an adult human body?
Is that 206?
That is correct.
Hey! Wow.
And the cowbell question.
You know what the cowbell means, Lori?
Yes, that was the mystery question.
Great
so
job.
I'm a winner.
You are.
Just won a nice AFR ball cap, Lori. Boy, there's back to back two yep. Texans in a row to win a ball
yes,
cap.
That's right. Now, Lori, we do want awesome. To tell you, just to encourage you, you're a winner whether you answer the mystery question or not. You're still a winner. But on top
Amen.
Of being a winner, you get a hat to put on top of your head. How's that?
So you'll want to
yes,
stay on the line. Stay on the line so we can get your address to send that to you. Did you have a question for us, Lori?
I do. This might be easy. I know it's easy for most people here in Texas, but what is the meaning behind Corpus Christi?
Hmm. That's, you mean what does the name mean?
Like the Latin?
Yes.
It's Latin for body of Christ, right?
Absolutely correct.
Ah,
yeah, okay.
Good job.
That's a great answer. Great. Name for your yeah. area, and you got a great place to swim there too. Hmm. There on the beach.
Lori, hey, well done. You got the mystery question. Congratulations on the AFR ball cap. I'm going to put you on hold.
I think she has a question for us, right, Lori? Did you?
That was it.
Oh, she just did it.
Yeah. And Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get that out to you in the mail.
All
right. So good work.
Let's go on to Alabama to Harry. Harry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, hi, everybody. How's it going?
Doing good.
We're
going
trying
well.
To stay warm, Harry, just like
right.
those
hey.
Of you in Alabama. What part of Alabama?
Well, I'm just a stone's throw from Roll Tide, T-Town.
There you go.
Okay.
Little town called Coker.
Hmm. All right.
And, yeah, it's great out here.
Well,
I'm so blessed. Now, I haven't been trying to get on for 10 years, but I've definitely been listening for over 10 years.
Well,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We love our listeners. Thank
oh.
you for listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Harry, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, but I've got a friend here that wants to speak to you, Ed, if you don't mind.
No.
This moment.
I don't mind. Sure. To whom
okay.
am I speaking?
Well, you'll know as soon as you hear him.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Vitagliano.
Yes. Who is this? Is this
well,
is this Columbo?
I think it's Sean Connery.
Yeah, it is Sir Sean. The reason I was wanting to speak to you was because I have a bit of a bone to pick with you.
Okay, you get in line.
my friend here was listening to one of the hilarious highlights, and I wasn't very hilarious when I heard that. I'm going to be the first one to say that I don't always make the best decisions either. Being an alien god wearing a giant diaper was not my finest hour, but by the name of the rose, and this is no hunt for our red October, I don't believe I ever said, "Egg,
my name is Sean Connery.
Well, hey, Sean, I do apologize. My ability to imitate famous people is very limited. And I think I do remember doing that, yeah. And wound up sounding like a pirate rather than Sean Connery. So my humble apologies to you, sir. You're one of my favorite actors.
Wow, what a nice job there, Harry. Hey, what's your which question you want to answer?
Well, all right. I would like to answer the Kendra's question about Samuel's father.
Okay, who was Samuel's father in the Bible?
It was Elkanah.
That's correct. Great job.
Nice, excellent job.
Yes. Uh-huh. And now I have one. If you remember the opening of the $6 Million Man, and that was actually live NASA footage of that plane wreck. But it was interesting that the real $6 Million Man in that particular incident actually walked away from that crash. And his name, do you know his name?
No, we're not
going
to know that.
Is it Chuck Yeager?
No, it wasn't Chuck. No, he successfully flew the Bell X-1.
Right.
No, it was his name was Bruce Peterson, and he actually did walk away from that. But that was actual NASA footage.
Wow.
Of that was in the first scene,
the
opening scene.
And you see him. I can see him running. You know, that $6 million man, you got to be pretty old to remember that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to move along, Harry. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening to AFR.
And say hi to Sean for me before we
That was a real good
impersonation. Yeah, it was very good. He did a couple of lines from movies that Sean Connery was in.
Right.
Hey, let's go ahead and reset our questions for the last time this half hour, and then we will go back to the phones.
Okay, I have, who was the second oldest person in the Bible? And I'll add just one more since we're almost out of show. Scooby-Doo was what kind of dog? What breed of dog was Scooby-Doo?
Here's what I've got. I haven't had a nibble on mine yet. What is the middle color in a rainbow? There's seven colors in the rainbow. What is the middle color? Second question. Moses was prevented by God from actually going into the promised land. This was due to an act of anger and disobedience. What did he do? What did Moses do to keep him from going into the promised land? Third question, true or false? It is illegal in Thailand to step on money. Is that true or false?
All right, here are my three. I'll have to add a question. Amelia Earhart vanished in the South Pacific on her around-the-world flight. Her navigator perished with her. What was his name? That's a little bit of a difficult question, but just look up Amelia Earhart and on the internet, that their internet, and you should be able to find the answer to that one. Second question, what is the only country to have played in every single soccer World Cup? And here's the one I'll add, a little bit of a geography question. Which continent is in all four hemispheres? Which continent is in all four hemispheres? You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, and Kendra White are your professors, because Trivia Friday is also called
Learning University.
Way to go on that one, J.J.
A little bit of sleep at the switch over here.
All right, where do we go next?
Let's go to Kendra. Lloyd in Tennessee. Lloyd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, where do you live in Tennessee, Lloyd?
Camden, Tennessee.
Okay. Yes, sir. We see you when we're driving on 40 there going through. See the signs for Camden.
Hey, Lloyd, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
The Moses question.
All right. Here's the question. Moses was prevented by God from actually going into the promised land. This was due to an act of anger and disobedience. What did he do? Dwayne to keep him, Lloyd to keep him from going over into the promised land?
He spoke unadvisedly with his lips.
Well, not exactly. Not the answer I'm looking for.
Hey, good guess, though, yes. Lloyd. What's your question?
And you're in the right ballpark there. But
looking
what's
for a little
what's
more
your
specific.
What's your question for us?
Well, let me hit my answer real quick. He struck the rock twice.
That's it.
There you
yes,
go.
Sir. There
that's,
you go.
That's it. Way to go.
That's the answer. God told him to speak to the rock.
Yes.
But he struck the rock. And that act of anger, and he struck it in anger. That anger and disobedience kept him from going over to the promised land.
And by the way, I've read excellent, of course, commentaries and sermons on that. And the reason why Moses, at least this is what the people believe, is the reason why God punished Moses for that is because in the New Testament it says the rock was Christ, and he was struck once by being crucified, and that was the first time that Moses struck the rock earlier on their journey.
Previously, God told him to strike the rock.
Previously, he told him to strike the rock, and by striking it again, it, in a sense, stained the imagery of Christ being crucified one time. He was to speak to the rock because the provision had already been made by the crucifixion. Anyway, that's a little mini
that's
sermon.
Deep. That's good.
But it's what I've read about. And so people who are listening say, well, why did God get so upset at that? Now, it was simple disobedience, and he should have.
But we talked about that Sunday at Wednesday Night Church about how it felt a little bit like that the punishment didn't fit the crime.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to question God or you know, get struck by lightning, but you thought, boy, that felt like overkill.
Yeah.
But then different ones were tying it to his holiness, and then Moses was at a different standard, so he had to be obedient in every single thing because all of Israel's looking to him, and if you're going to fudge a little bit, cut a corner, that's not a big, you know, it's a little white lie or it's a little pet sin. And he's like, no, I hate sin, and I'm going to punish it in an extreme way. So, hey,
oh,
Lloyd,
that's good.
Lloyd, what's your question for us?
Okay, my question is sort of like the rainbow question you have. How many parts, major parts, or periods are there to the Bible?
How many parts, or say that one more time.
Major parts, yes, major parts.
How many major parts of the Bible are there?
That are distinctive, yes. Like an anatomy. You know, a human body has parts, major parts, and then it has parts attached to the parts. So I'm looking for the big picture, the overview.
Are you talking about testaments, that there's an Old and a New Testament?
Periods. No.
I think he's talking
all
about
the periods.
Our friend Stan Bay
periods of time.
Came up with those periods in the Bible, in the chronological study Bible, and I can't remember how many there are.
Well, yeah, you know what? You can't go wrong with saying seven.
Hey, what's the answer, Lloyd?
Okay, the answer is four.
Okay,
and what are they?
They are, and they have a beginning and an ending. Each one, the beginning is Eden. Eden had a beginning and an ending, and the ending is the beginning of the next part, which would be patriarchal. And the ending of patriarchal would be the beginning of Levitical. And the ending of Levitical would be the beginning of Melchizedek or Christian, which is where we are.
That's and okay.
We're the
yeah,
end.
That's good.
It's the Christian age. It's the Christian age. You had the Christian, the Jewish, which would be Levitical, the patriarchal, which would include Abraham and his Jacob and his sons and so forth.
Okay.
Very
all I know is I'm glad we're not in Levitical because I don't want to show my rash to anybody but my doctor. I don't want to have to go to the priest.
Thank you, Lloyd. God bless you, and stay warm there in Tennessee. Our friends Stan and Iva May put a Bible together, and it was – those same periods, they listed more, but they had creation, patriarchal, and then they went down through there like that and saying the Bible is one long story.
Yeah.
And if you can realize it's God's revealing himself to his people and doing things in these different periods, if you will, then it's not just random things here and there out of context, but it's the
continuous.
The continuity is there.
Right.
And that's a great, chronological Bible.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's continue. Where do we go next?
Let's go to Dwayne from Mississippi. Dwayne, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Hey, welcome to the show. We love our first-time callers. Where in Mississippi are you calling from?
Calling from the Kiln.
The Kiln. Tell our listeners one of the most famous quarterbacks ever from Green Bay who was born and raised in your neck of the woods.
They claim it's Brett Favre.
Yes, sir. Brett Favre from right there where you are. Hey, Dwayne, ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, I was going to do the Moses thing, but that got taken, so I'll do the Scooby-Doo.
Okay, sir. What kind of dog was Scooby-Doo?
I believe he was a Great Dane.
That's correct.
Nice.
Good job.
Nicely done. Do it, Ed.
That's all. Whoa.
Rocking, too.
Hey, Dwayne, what's your question for us? Maybe we can answer it quickly.
Okay, I don't know if any of y'all are wrestling fans, but John Cena holds a record for the number of world championship titles at 16. Who is he tied with?
Hulk Hogan.
Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll
That's
go
your
with
answer?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with Hulk Hogan.
I'm just throwing that out. That's the only wrestler I know.
No.
What's the answer?
Actually, it's Ric Flair.
Okay.
Ric Flair.
Great.
Okay.
Hey, right. Thanks, buddy.
Question.
Have a good one there. Stay warm.
All right, folks, we're going to take a 5-minute break for news. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. When we come back, Ed Vitagliano, JJ Jasper, Kendra White will continue your edumacation. Hope you'll join us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.